This is the Fantasy Fast Track with Brandon Funston and Brad Evans.
Ready, set, go! This is a Fantasy Fast Track podcast presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the senior to the fun buns, Brandon Funston. And we love salacious headlines, Brandon. And we're going to break down the entire Thursday night football slate here in a minute. But I had to read this to you because, I laughed. I laughed loudly. When I saw, this is from the UK Independent. Here's the headline. Climate crisis could kill off great tits, scientists warn.
Oh, and what are they referring to, might I ask?
There is a bird, I guess, that is known as the great tit. No kidding.
Do you know that there has maybe never been more... no better motivation for people
that's
to actually get behind this cause.
That's what I'm saying. Not only should we save the bird, but obviously, if you don't believe in climate change, you read this headline, I think it's going to sway your opinion.
Yeah, we're just leaving it with the headline and let people draw their own conclusions, but I'm guaranteeing we're picking up a few climate change people to join the cause.
Climate crisis could kill off great tits. Scientists warn. Oh, God. That is the true travesty of 2020. Right there. Let's be real. Oh, amazing stuff. All right, let's talk Titans. Let's talk Colts. The line in this Thursday night football match, one I'm actually looking forward to. I think it's going to be a highly competitive game. Should be some fireworks there in the skies above Nash Vegas. The Titans laying two. The total at 48.5. Give me a game score prediction and also a pick on the side. Who do you got?
I think it's going to be – I'm not actually looking forward to this. A full 60 minutes of Philip Rivers is something I haven't really enjoyed in a while, and certainly not this year. But I think it's going to be a little bit of a slog. I will say I'm feeling a Titans win, and I'm going to call it 20-17.
I am taking the Colts, so you're under. I'm going to take the Colts on the money line here at like plus, I think it's at plus 110, 112 right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. So give me Indy 27 and Tennessee 24. So that is 51. I'm on the over and the Colts.
Yeah. Once again, you have the game I want to watch. I hope it's not the game that I said. I hope it's the game you said. But I don't think it's going to work out that way, but we'll see.
I don't think it will either, now that I think about it in hindsight. But I'm already locked in. I fired from the hip there because the Colts aren't going to give up that many points, I don't believe. The Titans could give up 27. They certainly have their struggles. That's why I like to fight in Philip Rivers. And you know that he is going to be yelling and screaming every other snap at the officials. And that's what you are not wanting to see. So we will leave that at that. Don't forget, we are presented, of course, by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. And if you want to get in on any of the player props action specifically, go to MonkeyKnifeFight right now. It's a DFS game unlike any other. It's just more or less, over or under. You against the house, not against lineup stackers and accumulators. And I said it's a prop-based game, so you pick your favorite players on the more or less, whether it's for passing yards or fantasy points or receptions. You parlay them together starting with two all the way up to six. The more you hit, the more money you stuff into your pockets. Use that promo code FTN when you sign up. Again, promo code FTN right now at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. And as a new user, you get a free $5 game on the house. With that, let's get to today's Fantasy Five.
Number five.
All right, let's go ahead and start things off on this Thursday night free preview with a quarterback conundrum. Ryan Tannehill. Here is a line at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. 243.5 pass yards, fun buns, and I am slightly over on this one. I don't think he's going to hit 20 fantasy points in this game, but I think he could get to like 250 to 260 through the air because you cannot run on this Indianapolis Colts defense with Grover Stewart. And, of course, Darius Leonard. Those guys are man-eaters in the trenches. It could be a struggle for Derrick Henry, maybe foreshadowing my pick a little bit later on in this podcast. But, you know, Ryan Tannehill has got over this number. a few times this season, but he's been under 20 fantasy points in three straight. He's fallen short of this number consistently here the last few games. You look at what the Colts have given up, just a 6.9 YPA, 221.1 pass yards per game. A couple of guys have gone over this total against them, and I think Tannehill's going to get there. I really do. I think it's going to be a lot of A.J. Brown, some Corey Davis mixed in there, maybe your boy Jonnu Smith as well. So what are you feeling on Tannehill? You got a fade or fall, my 243.5 over pass yards.
Yeah, you said that the Colts, you can't run on them, but you know the Titans are going to try. They got Derrick Henry. They're not going to be like, you're telling me we can't run with Derrick Henry? They will absolutely try to do that. You mentioned Tannehill's been down a little bit on this number. Five of his last seven games, he's come under. You look at the Colts, six of eight games, they've held a quarterback to 249 or less, and most of those were well under. So, again, in my game where it's 20-17, I see Tannehill coming under. I am going to fade you on this one.
All right, and now obviously in my game at 27-24, the over does make a ton of sense. Let's do an impromptu game, a head-to-head. Tell me you would rather have this week at the quarterback position in your fantasy foosball league, Ryan Tannehill or Tua Tagovailoa?
I actually have Tua ranked, I believe, one spot ahead of Tannehill. At least I did this morning.
I've got Tua. Two spots ahead. I got Tannehill at 17, Tua at 15. What about Ryan Tannehill or Baker Mayfield off the COVID list getting Houston?
I will go with Ryan Tannehill over Baker Mayfield.
I have Baker Mayfield at 14. Yes, I was dropped on my head as a child. Last one, Ryan Tannehill or Drew Lock?
Give me Ryan Tannehill.
I have Tannehill one spot ahead of Drew Lock. Ow, God, my head is still bruised.
Number four.
All right, moving on to the next one here. How about A.J. Brown, the main squeeze of Ryan Tannehill? Here's a line at 62.5 receiving yards. Again, in my fearless forecast, my pinball matchup of 27-24, what makes sense is taking the over here. A.J. Brown has been a scoring machine, Brandon. He is a modern-day Chris Carson. All he does – or Chris Carson. Chris Carter. I wish Chris Carson was – all he did was score a touchdown. But that's what A.J. Brown is. He has scored a TD in five straight games. He's been over 13.5 fantasy points in four of his last five. He's wide receiver 7 in yak per reception. Colts have been rather staunch bottling up number one wide receivers, but this guy, you can't contain him. If he can do it against the Bears, like hit the century mark against the Bears, he can certainly do it against the Indianapolis Colts. So fade or follow my over A.J. Brown, 62.5 receiving yards.
Yeah, I think you made the mistake of going under on him last week.
I did.
You touched
I fully
that fire and you got burned and you realize, okay, I don't need to touch that again. Yeah, I'm with you. I think just A.J. Brown's just such a monster and can just, you know, take one of those crossing routes so you can take it to the distance. He's just so good at that. They're so good at connecting on those for big plays. And 62 is just is too low of a number for me. I actually don't think he's going to go crazy. I don't think he's going over 100. So if you set this line around 70 or so, I might consider the under, but not 62.5. I'll take the over.
Must start material. Get down with A.J. Brown.
Number three.
All right, Phillip Rivers, the king of the bolo tie, your favorite player in the NFL. I say that with much facetiousness. 266.5 pass yards is the total. Now, Rivers' season is averaging 260.9 pass yards per game, though. He's QB 24 in air yards per attempt. He's gone over this number just a couple of times. Four guys have gone over this number against the Tennessee Titans this season. I'm going to take the under here, Brandon. This seems a little high for me. I think he's going to be in the low 260s, maybe in that 255 to 260 range overall. So for Phillip Rivers, for me, if you're looking for a plug-and-play option with Patrick Mahomes on bye, with Matt Ryan on bye, I think there are better guys out there who we'll probably get to here in a minute. So fade or follow my under 266.5 pass yards for Philly Rivers.
Yeah, he's only gone over this number twice. One was at Jacksonville when they inexplicably lost. One was to Cincinnati when they inexplicably barely won. I mean, like, the only time he's really gone crazy is when he had to do fire drill against really, really crappy teams. And that's not Tennessee. They're not really, really crappy. You can throw on them a little bit. But I just – Phillip Rivers, who does he got? Who's his go-to guy? T.Y. Hilton's hardly healthy.
Michael Pittman?
Michael Pittman, a rookie that's been out a lot. I mean, Zach Pascal. I mean, give me a break. Phillip Rivers, I think he's going to struggle to get to 250 in this one. I'll take the under.
Yeah, I think the struggle is going to be real for Rivers here. Let's do a head-to-head for some of those deep-minded folks out there. Maybe got a super flex position, or maybe, again, you're looking for a bye week filler. Tell me who you'd rather have this week, Phillip Rivers or Rootin' Tootin' Lake or Jake. They're going to name a lake after him. Jake Luton of the Jacksonville Jaguars gets Green Bay this week. Heavy underdogs, but J.R. Alexander may not be in uniform.
Oh, man. I'm just looking at my rankings. I actually have Rivers as the last ranked starting quarterback this week. I have him at 28. So in every one of your questions, I'm going to say the other guy.
You got Nick Foles?
I have Nick Foles. Nick Foles coming off a pretty good game.
I'll believe it when I see it. Okay, so I will just say Phillip Rivers or Cam Newton. Clearly, we're going Cam Newton. Phillip Rivers or Kirk Cousins. We'll go Kirk Cousins. Last one, Phillip Rivers or Alex Smith. Yeah, unanimously, Alex Smith. Oh, Rivers, far from raging.
Number two.
All right, what about Jonathan Taylor in this offensive backfield for the Indianapolis Colts? The line is just 9.5 fantasy points at Monkey Knife Fight. Remember, that's a PPR setting. That's low. I'm going to take the over here. I don't think Jonathan Taylor's going to have a particularly good game. I've seen some of the player props out there at some of the other places, like 41.5 is the rush yards. The receiving yards, what I really like, on the over at 11.5. But he has consistently gotten into the end zone. Even though Jordan Wilkins out-touched him 13-8 last week, and the snaps were one-third, one-third, one-third with him, Wilkins, and also Nyheim Hines, this is a really low threshold to cross. And Tennessee's given up 4.5 yards per carry, 127.1 total yards per game, 11 combined touchdowns, and the 8th most fantasy points to the running back position. So fade or follow my over for the Pride of Wisconsin on 9.5 fantasy points.
Yeah, and you can run on Tennessee, too, and I agree with the over here. It's too low of a number, and I think they're going to get Jonathan Taylor back into the double-digit carries this week. Frank Reich had mentioned that they wanted to get him more carries late last week, and I think they'll make a concerted effort to do that this week. So I'm over and following.
All right, head-to-head, Jonathan Taylor or Melvin Gordon this week. The Denver Broncos playing Vegas.
Yeah, I have Jonathan Taylor ranked a little bit ahead of Melvin Gordon, who I have ranked just slightly behind his teammate, Philip Lindsay.
I've got Gordon at 24. I got Lindsay at 16 this week. I feel very confident about his prospects. I have Taylor at 22. What about Taylor or Chase Edmonds, assuming that Kenny Drake's going to be back? He's been practicing.
Yeah, I want to wait and see that. Right now, I have Chase Edmonds ranked ahead of him. If Kenyon Drake is back, it sounds like they're going to turn him back loose. I'm probably going Jonathan Taylor.
I'm definitely going to go Jonathan Taylor over Edmonds, again, assuming that Kenyon Drake is indeed active. Unfortunately, we may not have that luxury tomorrow when making these decisions. What about Zach Moss of the Buffalo Bills drawing Arizona in the desert or Jonathan Taylor?
This one's not even close. It's Jonathan Taylor for me.
Oh, it's Zach Moss for me. And I've got Zach Moss 1, 2, 3, 4 spots higher.
Wow, we have to have a later this week a Zach Moss conversation, because I am not in your neighborhood.
All right, you and I again will agree to disagree.
Number one.
Let's see if we can have a kumbaya moment here to finish up this edition of the Fantasy Fast Track. Derrick Henry, 85.5 rush yards. I already tipped my hand on this one. Under, way too high. I don't think he's going to get there. You look at the Indianapolis Colts. Again, let me give you the nitty-gritty. 3.12 yards per carry, 62 rush yards per game, 4 touchdowns on the ground, fewest fantasy points allowed to the running back position. They're 6th fewest in terms of adjusted line yards allowed. They got dudes that plunge holes. Stewart, Leonard in particular. Henry's doing his normal thing on 80% of the opportunity share, 3.51 yak per attempt. Been over this number about, I think, 4 times this season, but only Kareem Hunt has gotten over this proposed 85.5 rush yards on the year against this unit. I think it's going to be a lot of stone walls that he's going to run into. You know, it could be a 20-carry game, 79, 80 yards. It's going to be close, Brandon. But I think Derrick Henry is going to be a fantasy lame on Thursday night. Fade or follow?
Yeah, oddly, he has gone under in 4 of 5 home games and has been over 100 yards in 3 road games. And so that means nothing here. I think what means something is the fact that he can he has gone under this number a fair amount of times, and he's facing a defense that generally, you know, is keeps running backs under this number. So coming off a rough game last week with 68 yards against Chicago, I think 85.5 is a little too high. I think he's more in the mid-70s as well.
Oh, let's have a fun head-to-head here. What about Derrick Henry or Miles Sanders, who did return to practice this week?
I'm going to go Miles Sanders.
I am too. Staying in that division, Antonio Gibson against Detroit or Derrick Henry?
Yeah, I know what you're doing here. You're going Antonio Gibson. I get it, but I'm going to go Derrick Henry because I think Henry will score a touchdown. Antonio Gibson might as well. I think it'll be pretty close.
Gibson's got to find the century mark and the end zone in that game. Last one. Oh, your boy, Josh Jacobs or Derrick Henry?
I'm going Josh Jacobs by one spot.
I have Josh Jacobs ahead of Derrick Henry also by one spot. See, kumbaya! We came together. I knew what happened here in the end, hand in hand, as we ride off into the sunset. And on that note, that is a wrap on this edition of the Fantasy Fast Track podcast. Follow Funston at Brandon Funston on Twitter. All of his excellent work as well at The Athletic. You can follow me at Noisy Huevos. And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com. Use promo code MASTERS. That's promo code MASTERS for 20% off your subscription today. Drop us a rating and a review. And until next time, adios!